It's off the table. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The Justice Department says it will not seek the death penalty for the suspect in a mass shooting at a Walmart in West Texas in 2019.
Patrick Crucius is accused of killing 23 people and injuring many others when he opened fire inside a Walmart in the summer of 2019. He'd written in an online post before the shooting that he was angry about what he perceived to be a Hispanic invasion of Texas. DOJ has not sought the death penalty in any case since Merrick Garland became Attorney General under President Biden. 13 executions were carried out under the Trump administration, but Garland issued a moratorium and ordered a review of DOJ death penalty policies and practices.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Authorities searching for the body of a missing 4-year-old Oklahoma girl have found the remains of a child, but have not yet identified them as Athena Brownfield, who they say was beaten to death Christmas night. The remains were found near Rush Springs, about 15 miles from Cyril, where the girl was reported missing. Court documents say one of the girl's caregivers, Ivan Adams, beat and burned her. He has been charged with her murder. The husband of a Massachusetts mom missing since New Year's Day will be in court tomorrow. Brian Walsh will be formally charged with her murder.
For 16 days, Anna Walsh has been missing, but a lot of the evidence has really pointed towards wrongdoing. There was the blood and the broken knife with blood on it found in the family basement. There was the reported hatchet and the hacksaw and blood found in a trash facility. And then there was the reality that there was surveillance video the day after Anna Walsh went missing on January 1st, showing Brian Walsh inside of a Home Depot buying in cash, wearing gloves and a mask, $450 worth of cleaning supplies that included a mop, a tarp, a bucket, and also tape.
Fox's Brian Yenis. A Utah man who police say killed his wife, her mother, and their 5 kids before turning the gun on himself has been investigated 2 years prior for child abuse. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A fire at a Central Illinois Planned Parenthood clinic is being investigated as arson.
Planned Parenthood of Illinois says significant damage was done to its clinic in Peoria Sunday night after officers responded to a report of an unknown person throwing a Molotov cocktail into the clinic that's now temporarily closed. The incident just days after the Democrat-controlled state enacted sweeping abortion protections, adding Illinois to the list of states that protect women seeking abortions from outstate. Following the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling to overturn Roe v. Wade, anti-abortion organization Illinois Right to Life, also condemning the incident and violence against any abortion clinic. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Environmental and fishing groups say there is no evidence that site preparation work for offshore wind farms in New Jersey and New York is responsible for a number of whale deaths in the two states. Several of New Jersey's leading environmental groups held a press conference on the Atlantic City boardwalk in support of offshore wind and decry what they term a false narrative that the industry's testing activities are harming or killing whales. Last week, the group Clean Ocean Action called on President Biden to investigate the deaths of 7 whales in the two states in a little over a month. Starbucks customers can now have their coffee delivered right to their front door.
By the end of March, Starbucks fans will be able to order their daily caffeine fix through DoorDash to some degree in 50 states. Those plans follow what DoorDash said was positive feedback from a trial run in Atlanta, Houston, and Sacramento, followed by an expansion last year to Seattle, Portland, and New York. DoorDash will start delivering food and drinks to additional markets over the coming months. According to Starbucks, 95% of the items found on in-store menus will be offered, and you can also customize your order just like in person.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.